This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So tell us a little bit about your background. We were talking offline, and you had said something about, you know, you had revealed to us your age, and you're younger than us. But you say you live life like 10 years fast forward. Like, please elaborate. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so I started my Alim program when I was 13 years old. I started lecturing when I was 16, started doing Dawah when I was 17, started my first radio program when I was 19. I graduated when I was 20, got married when I was 20, became a father when I was 21, became a published author when I was 25, started my own business when I was 27, and yeah, here I'm sitting at 32, and alhamdulillah, I think things are on track for me.
Well, you got into this a lot of this life hacking stuff right when, before it got really popular. It was, you know, around the time when I would say... Tim Ferriss and them were trying to really pushing out this whole 40-hour work week thing. Describe it to us. Four-hour work week, not the 40-hour. that would be like the rest of us. Tell us a little bit about how you like you kind of got into that, and then
I got into that by accident, actually. It's I work for the Islamic Online University of Dr. Bilal Phillips, and I started working for him when I was about 23, and when I was about 25, I got promoted to the head teacher position, and I wasn't prepared for that, for a management position yet. So I started reading personal development books like The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, How to Win Friends and Influence People, The 4-Hour Work Week. I started reading all these books, and it completely transformed me in terms of my time management and my self-confidence and my ability to set goals and even to my running, you know, working for a management position. But then I found people coming to me and asking me, you know, about these topics, and they were asking me, about an Islamic perspective, like where can I get a book by a Muslim author on time management? Where can I get a book by a Muslim author on self-confidence? You know, they wanted to learn about these topics, but they wanted a Muslim perspective. So that's when the light bulb went off, and I, you know, started writing my books and started my blog on this topic. So it was actually by accident. I had no clue this field even existed. It was just out of necessity. I needed to learn some management skills and some people skills for my new job. And, you know, it opened up a whole new door for me around this.